Good morning. Thank you for choosing to be with us this morning. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. You ready? You got to promise not to tell anyone, though. What are the chances? It's 50 people. Anyway, here's the secret. After 37 and a half years of marriage, Doris and I don't always agree on everything. Shocking, I know. For example, when Doris and I have to lead in singing, we prep five songs, as you know, in case you haven't been counting, it's always almost always five songs. And so I want you to picture our living room. We have two Easy Boy chairs that face the television. Makes us sound old, right? And so we're reclined on the Easy Boy chairs, and we're each on a device, and we're each looking for songs to do on Sunday. And the conversation goes something like this. Doris will say, "What about this song?" And I say, "I don't really love the lyrics of that song." And then I suggest, "Well, what about this one?" And Doris says, "It doesn't really fit the theme that Catherine has chosen for this Sunday." And then I say, "Well, what about this song?" To which Doris responds, "We've done that one way too many times already." "How about this one?" I counter. "No," she replies, "we're already doing one new song this morning, two new songs, that's just too many new songs." And back and forth we go until we eventually settle on five songs. So it was pretty cool when Doris and I were on our way home from Georgia this past week, where we were listening to Spotify, and we were listening to this, I think it was called like Christian Indie or something like that, this playlist. And this song came on, and we were both like, jaws dropped. That's an amazing song. We love that song. Let's do that song for the gathering church. The title of it is "Until These Tears Are Gone" by a group called Young Oceans, and we loved the lyrics. We loved the composition, and I mean, little did we know then. This was like a day or two before Claire passed away. Little did we know then how meaningful and how powerful the song was going to be. So I'm going to ask Wazir to play about a minute and a half of the song, and then just going to talk a little bit about how and why it was so meaningful and has continued to be meaningful to Doris and I, or Doris and me, in the last week.
Through the deepest that he comes.
it's a beautiful song. If you have time this week, give it a listen. Give the whole thing a listen. I'm drawn to songs that are real and honest and raw and that speak to the fact that life is difficult. So, I mean, I love the refrain, how long till these tears are gone. And the prayers, when you look at or you looked at and heard the word assurance, it's assurance that not everything is going to work out, but rather it's the assurance that God is merciful. I love that. It's a prayer not asking God to tell us why hard things are happening. Explain yourself, God. Rather, it's a prayer asking God to fill us with the knowledge that He is love. To me, this song and how it came to us is also a personal reminder of how deeply God cares for us. He knew that Doris and I would be grieving. He knew that we would be grieving. It's been a difficult week for a lot of us. I've been telling some of you, it's like you're expecting Claire to be here. Yeah. And God knew that we would need this song, that we would need to be comforted before things unfolded. Doris and I have probably listened to the song a dozen times this week. I want to read to you, if Wazir could pull it up, I want to read to you from Psalm 90, verse 1, 2, and 4, and it speaks to how God does not exist in time, and how powerful that thought is, and I want to just unpack that for us a little bit this morning. So I'm going to read it to you from the NIV, I believe it's on the screen behind me, and then I'm going to read it to you from the Message. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Sorry, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the whole world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night. And here it is in the Message. God, it seems you've been our home forever. Long before the mountains were born, long before you brought earth itself to birth, from once upon a time to kingdom come, you are God. You've got all the time in the world, whether 1,000 years or a day, it's all the same to you. These verses remind us of how God is forever. He exists out of time. We don't exist out of time. We exist in time. We suffer and experience joy, love, loss in the here and now. But before time began and after time ceases, God is. The psalm says our home is with Him forever. We are in God's heart and mind before we were born. If you think I'm messing up the verb tenses, it's kind of how you got to talk about us existing in the here and now, and God is. We're going to be with Him one day in eternity, and we'll be with Claire and all the saints that have gone before us. And to me, that's it's a powerful thought. It's a beautiful thought, and it's okay not to know. It's okay to exist in the assurance of God's mercy and love, not knowing, living in the gray sometimes. We're going to transition now. You may have noticed tables around the room, and we might have to haul out another table. I'm not sure. Looks like we weren't expecting quite so many people this morning on a July Sunday morning, which is it's great to have this many people. So we're gonna make some cards for Gloria. Thankfully, I'm not leading because I don't have an visually artistic bone in my body. So Abigail and Olivia and Doris will be floating around helping. If you need ideas, there's papers with some suggestions on what you can do with regards to creating a card for Gloria. If you prefer to be alone, you could probably, correct me if I'm wrong, it's probably harder to do it on your lap, but you might be able to bring some materials with you and sit. Yeah, we can get some clipboards if you prefer to do it sitting alone at a chair. So without further ado, if you want to bring some chairs to one of these four tables, we're going to spend around 10 minutes doing this activity. I knew I'd miss something. What? Yes. Oh, yes. Also, when we're done, there's a basket right by the offering box. All the cards will go into this basket. We've filled this basket with things that we think Gloria will enjoy. Tea, journal, and that's the Gathering Church's gift to Gloria. Okay, go ahead. Mentioned what we're going to do is Doris and I will deliver the basket to Gloria sometime this week. Thank you so much for engaging in this activity. What I'd like to do now is just pray over the basket. I'm not going to bring the basket here. I'll just pray over the basket and pray over the activity that we just did, and pray for Gloria and her family as they grieve. Father, we're grateful for being able to be here together and being able to be your people in this place at this time in history. And we're grateful that you've gone before us in time and you'll go after us, and that we are in you and you in us. And we're thankful that we're able to share this gift with Gloria. We pray that you would be with Gloria and her children and her family as they grieve, that you would be her comfort and her peace, and that you would bring reminders to her these coming days and weeks of how much you love and care for her. Amen. Please stand as we sing our last song.